Companies to watch.
We're taking a look at potential market movers and trading ideas on companies to watch. Today, we're speaking with Wong Kon Hao. He is director of Waypedia, which is a financial education and consultancy firm for retail investors, banks, and regulators. Now, he specializes in risk management after more than 20 years as a trader, and he looks closely at technicals. So I'm going to get his help to look at the charts to see what trends we can look out for this week. Morning, Kon Hao.
Morning, Ryan.
So we've been seeing a lot of volatility coming back into the markets. How should investors be looking at the market?
Well, I think the market has been very volatile and dynamic lately. So things have changed overnight. So instead of giving you a day-to-day analysis, I thought of giving you a more macro view using a monthly chart. So now let me give you a title to this analysis. It is called STI 1000 Point Range. Now, has our market experienced a bull market just like the US and China after 2009 low? Well, technical studies shows that our market has been oscillating between 2006 and 3006 for the last 6.5 years. Now, so following is my illustration. After the Wall Street meltdown in 2008 and 9, STI rebounded very quickly, hitting a high of 3314 and then retrace lower to 2522 in October 2011. And from there, our market has been oscillating or range-bound between this 1,000-point range until today.
So in other words, you're thinking about oscillating range-bound. It's been moving up and down within a certain range, and you see about three waves of this happening.
Yes, that's right, Ryan. So there were three waves within the 6.5 years. Two up waves and one down wave. Now, the first up wave started from October 2011 and lasted for 3 years and 6 months. Now, it started low at 2522 and ended at 3550 in April 2015.
So that's a 1,000-point jump.
That's right. So this whole up range was 1,025 points. Now, then comes the second wave, which was a down wave and lasted for 10 months. Started at 3550 and ended low at 2523.
Another 1,000-point jump.
That's right.
Downwards.
Exactly. And ended in February 2016. Now, this whole down range, it was 1,022 points, very similar to the first wave. Now, and then comes the last wave. Now, the last wave started at 2523. And lasted for 2 years. So technically, it seems to be currently facing with some headwind right now. Now, the high was at 3612 in January 2018. And this whole up range, it was 1,084 points.
Okay, so there's a bit of a pattern here. A 1,000-point jump,
yeah.
A 1,000-point drop. What are we going to be seeing for the next few months?
Yeah, that's right. So what we see from here, let me just give you a recap. We're seeing a 1,000-point range since October 2011, a 3-year, 6-month of 1,025-point up range, followed by a 10 months of 1,022 points down range, and lastly, a 2 years of 1,084-point up range. Now, studies indicated STI today is still hovering in the upper band of this 1,000-point range. Though January high was 3612, however, the monthly closing in January, February, and March were not too encouraging at all. At 3534, the closing price in January, 3518 and 3428 respectively, very much off by quite a bit from its recent all-time high at 3612.
Okay, so just to recap, we're looking at 1,000 points up, 1,000 points down, and then 1,000 points up again. So it's about time to come down, especially if we're looking at with a US trade war or US-China trade disputes happening.
Well, that's not what I say. That's what you say.
Should we expect that to be happening? Things to be going down based on the charts?
Well, I think we're just based on technical. And with US and China trade war, and especially the rising treasury yield situation, technically, STI may still range within this 1,000-point band. And currently, we are still in the upper band region. So there's quite a bit of risk if something go sour within this situation we're in today. Now, for the market to break away and above this 1,000-point range, if on any good developments in the coming months, we have to continue to monitor its monthly closing price. Mm. And it has to close and stay. It's not just above, but you have to close and stay above 3612 on any of the coming month closing price.
It's a clear breakthrough.
Yeah, I want to see a clear breakthrough. And for the time being, I would prefer a more defensive play. So rather than investing in stock that is currently in tandem with our benchmark STI, this means that these stocks are also hovering around its upper band right now.
So how should investors be positioning themselves?
Yes, I would prefer to choose those underperforming stocks during the last 2 years. This means that they have not been moving much together with STI at all for the last 2 years. That's right, they are laggards. And this also means that on any risk, the downside risk will be much lower for the investors as well.
Okay, buy low and sell high. It's quite simple. What are you looking at?
Okay, now studies shown me that both SingPost and Gold ETF are examples of such a counter. So technically, both crossed and rested above its 40-period moving average very nicely on the weekly chart. It has also just traded and moved higher from its recent all-time low. Now, these also means or indicating that a renewal of interest in them.
So this was SingPost and Gold ETFs.
Yes, SingPost and Gold ETF. Okay. Studies shown.
Yeah. Okay, based on the technicals, SingPost and Gold ETFs might be the companies to watch, at least for the next few months. We've been speaking with Wong Kon Hao. He is director at Waypedia on companies to watch. Thank you, Kon Hao.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.